Hey everyone, it's Trey. Welcome back to the next episode of the Stingers and Dingers podcast. This week is a little bit light on news since it was Christmas over the last week, and January is when the start of the Century Tournament of Champions happened, so PGA Tour is on a little bit of a break. Regardless, we still have three stories that I'd like to cover today, one actually being, you know, useful, and the other two being kind of more generic and something I wouldn't put in an episode unless you didn't have too much to talk about. So let's hop right into it. The first thing this week is some TaylorMade sim drivers on the USGA conforming list. Whenever a company wants to start putting their drivers in the field, what they usually do is they will put their drivers out to the USGA or the RNA to make sure that they're conforming before handing them to their professionals. This gives us a good look at what is potentially coming down the pipe, either tour variations or for the public. And this is no different. This week we have the TaylorMade SIM drivers. There are three variations on it. There's the regular SIM, which if you look at it online, it looks kind of like one of the SLDRs, with the sliding weight track. There's no sliding weight track back and forth. It's only side to side from heel to toe on the driver. It's a little bit different there. If I had to guess from this, this is because this is probably made for a lower or a higher spin player and a higher speed player. And all they're trying to do is make it so that this is just a low launch, low spin driver, and then just make it so that they can move the weight track to draw or fade. So that should be interesting. The second version is the SIM Max, which is supposed to be their kind of forgiveness model, which I believe is like kind of considered towards like the M6. Where there's no weight track at all. It has that low center of gravity, but no sliding weight track compared to the regular SIM. The final version is the Max D Draw, which is the draw variation on it, which basically moves the weight more towards the heel to promote draw from the driver. We see a lot of companies are starting to make these draw versions of their drivers now, and while I do think it's interesting, I don't necessarily get it, and I wonder if it's a people are buying it because they think it'll help them make draws, and so what ends up happening is they sell more even if they're not as useful as like a, you know, one of their sliding weight drivers with someone actually getting fit at a pro shop. So be interesting to see what happens here. We don't really have a lot to notice in terms of like price points, shafts, lofts. The only thing we can tell in terms of lofts is the regular SIM came out in an 8 degree, or at least the pictures did, the Max came out in an 8 degree as well. And then the D for draw, it came out in a 12. So we should know that those, lofts do exist for these, but interesting to see what happens over the next couple months. All right. Next is Tournament of Champions. So Tournament of Champions is held at Kapalua every year on Maui. It's one of my favorite personal events, more because the course is just fantastic. It just looks like a freaking jungle out there, and that's just super cool. Plus, it's one of the longest courses they play on tour. It's like 7,700 yards or something like that. And they just redid Kapalua a couple months ago. And so I'm interested to see what the changes are for the actual golf course itself. Dustin Johnson actually posted a video of him hitting a ball, I believe it was on 13, and said how much he liked the changes for the course, and he always plays well there, so it should be good to see. In terms of what the actual field looks like, I'm going to read the list from top to bottom. Patrick Cantlay, Paul Casey, Cameron Champ, Corey Connors, Tyler Duncan, Ricky Fowler, Dylan Fratelli, Lanto Griffin, Jim Herman, JB Holmes, Max Homa, Dustin Johnson, Sung Kang, Kevin Kisner, Matt Kuchar, Nate Lashley, Adam Long, Graham McDowell, Keith Mitchell, Colin Morikawa, Sebastian Munoz, Kevin Na, Joaquin Neiman, Ryan Palmer, JT Poston, John Rahm, Chez Reavie, Patrick Reed, Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Brendan Todd, Martin Trainer, Matthew Wolf, Gary Woodland. There are two names that are not on this list. One of them is Brooks. Brooks is not playing. I think he's still recovering from his injury. And Tiger's not playing in this as well. So two big names not on this list. But either way, this is going to be a fantastic tournament, and I'm really excited to see who ends up playing the best out of the group here. I think, you know, if I had to put money on someone going into the event, it's probably going to be, man, I don't know. It's kind of hard with everyone who's been playing so well. Any of these guys could really win it. I'm a big fan of Xander, being a hometown San Diego guy and all. I played, you know, against him growing up, and so it's hard not to root for him. But man, I like a lot of these guys on this list, so it'll be hard to tell. I'm gonna put my money on Gary Woodland probably, or Xander, since they've kind of had some practice in Australia and everything going into the beginning of the year, where this a lot of these guys had some time off. So should be an interesting tournament regardless. Tee time start on Thursday, and it will follow up on Sunday the 5th for the final round. All right. And then the last piece of golf news for the week is it is that time of year, everyone. The first Masters commercial for 2020 dropped. ESPN dropped it recently, posting some images of Magnolia Lane, some videos of Magnolia Lane, and just getting everyone excited. I don't know about everyone else, but personally, this is my favorite event of the year. I think it's one of the best events that is run. For a lot of reasons, first thing being that it's at the same course every year, right? So you can really relate to it year after year after year. And the second thing is I think the Masters does it right, where they make the viewing of it on their app and all that free. So it's more accessible. It's easy for people to watch. They have the featured holes. They have Amen Corner. And then they have the actual featured groups, and then the broadcast. And not a lot of tournaments do that. And I think it's really awesome to see that the accessibility for this is great, regardless of, if you have, cable TV or not. So looking forward to it. All right. Well, that's all I have for you guys today. Short and sweet episode. We'll be back with our normal programming over the next week as more news starts coming out post holidays. If you like this episode, please leave us a rating on iTunes. I would greatly appreciate that. Check out all of our social links in the show notes, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Peace.